Chicago from the CME Group on this Tuesday afternoon. Futures finished the day lower in the soft red winter wheat. The March contract at $7.31, down 10.5 for the day. The July or the harvest month at $7.41, down 9.75. The Kansas hard red at $8 even, down 8.25 for the day. Back in Chicago from the CME pit for the corn March contract, $6.96, down 5.5 cents. May futures at $6.95, 6.5 lower in July, $6.86, down 5.25. September corn, $5.78, up a penny and a quarter. December, or rather, up a penny. Oh, that's correct, penny and a quarter higher. And the December contract up 4 cents for the day at $5.62. The March futures at $5.73, up 4.25 on the day. These are all closes and not settlement prices. March contract for the soybeans down 12 cents, $14.19.5. May at 14.06, that's 11.25 lower. And July soybeans at $14.25, down 4.5. August at $13.67, down 1.5 for the day. September at $13.09, a half lower. And then in November, new crop actually gained 1.5 to finish at $12.70 on its last trade. Bean meal futures at $410.80 a ton, down 2.20. Bean oil at $51.15, that's 9 cents lower on the afternoon. Live cattle futures finished the April contract at $129.95, down 40 cents. June 30 lower at 125.67.5. The April feeders at 147.15, down at $1.47.5, and the May at 150 and a nickel, down $1.20. April live hogs at $86 even, 37.5 cents lower. This is the February 12 edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
I take it you had a busy day, but it was kind of quiet, I guess, in Chicago?
You know, the markets continue. They're a little drift or erosion on down. You know, it looks like a continued slightly better weather forecast for South America, a continued feeling that maybe the weather problems are over for now down there or subsiding a little bit, and the fact that we're looking at the government becoming with, you know, their production estimates for next year of over 14, over 3.3 on the corn and the beans, and that says we'll have some carryout next year with good weather.
And do you believe it?
Do I believe it? You know, one of our major news wires that we read, one of the guys was making the comment this morning that he went and contacted three of his most trusted long-term weather forecasters, and he got three totally different forecasts. One of them very bullish, one of them very bearish, and one just sort of somewhat bullish. So, you know, they don't know for sure, and they're the best in the world at it. You know, it's something Ed Kieser always told me. I really can't tell you what's going to happen that far out.
So the only thing you can do is assume normal at this time, and that would probably push at least corn prices sharply lower.
Sharply lower, it would, Todd. And it's the point, and we've got a guessing game out here right now. We know that we're tight on old crop corn, and we know we can have a fair amount of new crop corn. And when do they come together?
How about soybeans?
Soybeans, basically the same thing, because we're looking at the date that you have to decide when China's going to go to Brazil for the majority. Right now, we're still shipping an awful lot of beans and selling a lot of beans. You know, and we've had tremendously, you know, the month of January and February here has had recordly high or tight basis levels for corn and beans. So the cash is very tight here in the U.S. But if we look at the world stocks, well, of course, they are a little better.
What's the trade think of Washington's stance or standoff at the moment?
Well, you know, we took the cattle and hogs down on that, the talk about the sequestration, and that we'll take meat inspectors out of packing plants and maybe have a meat shortage and the other thing. It's a great talking point politically, but, you know, those packing plants are paying those inspectors and along the way and whatever, and I think if we really look into it, that maybe shouldn't be happening along here. But we do have some real problems coming up with some of our federal offices and what's going on and what can happen here if we don't get things straightened out by the end of March.
Anything that producers should be considering at this time other than watching the February crop insurance setting month?
Yeah, you know, that's going to be very big, and we're going to want to watch that and look at it. And I know that there's going to be some different ideas of which type of insurance to take, but it's going to be very important what levels come out. I think we want to keep a real close eye that this market doesn't completely, you know, go through all of its resistance or support points on the downside. But we want to be looking for a little bit of a rally and probably doing a little pricing, new crop corn and beans both.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Tuesday afternoon. One of the things I'd like you to do right now is dial this number, 217-333-7300, and with your offer of $25, you can pick up a ticket to our all-day Agricultural Outlook meeting. It's the Beef House on Tuesday, March of the 5th, and includes the Beef House meal and almost all of our analysts and a couple of other extra folks as well. John Bondurant will be there, Murray Wise, and Peter Goldsmith. It's the All Day Ag Outlook. It's over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Dial in right now at 217-333-7300 and pick up your tickets today.